Today is a very, auspicious day. 31st July 2015, Ashar Purnima, that is Vyas Purnima, that is Guru Purnima also. And on today's day, Vyas Dev was born. There was one lady called Satyavati. And she was the daughter of fisherman. And fisherman was a very big fisherman, he was a very famous man. And Dasharaj, his name was Dasharaj. And somehow he had read his daughter's horoscope with somebody. And he had told, your daughter will become the queen of the universe. Matlab, हस्तिनापुर का राजा जो है ना उसकी वाइफ बनेगी वो. एंड बट शी वॉज अ फिशरमैन लाइक एनी बडी ऑर्डिनरी फिशरमैन. फिशर वॉट शी वुड डू इज अलॉन्ग विथ फिशिंग ऑल्सो शी वुड ट्रांसपोर्ट पीपल फ्रॉम दिस रिवर बैंक टू दैट रिवर बैंक. यहां से वहां पर ट्रांसपोर्ट भी करती थी. एंड ऑल्सो शी वॉज कॉल्ड एज मत्स्यगंधा. इज इट अ ब्यूटिफुल नेम मत्स्यगंधा? वॉट डू यू थिंक? We have a Nishiganda name. We have Matsyaganda. Matsyaganda is a name, one who smells of fish. The lady who smells like fish all the time. That means Koli ladies, when they are fish, selling fish, they have the smell of fish. So she was called Matsyaganda because of constant association with fishing and ocean and like that. So, there is a long story about her life, Satyavati. She was very beautiful also. One day, when she was rowing her boat, one sadhu came as passenger. And he said, I want to go across, take me. So he came and boarded the boat and started rowing the boat. The boat went in the middle of the river. Nowadays rivers are like very small. In those days, even today also, if you go to Bengal, now you'll see Ganga is so big. If you go to Howrah Bridge is what? It's on Ganga River. It's such a huge bridge, famous bridge in India. So broad. So when such kind of river, she went in the middle of the river, suddenly the sadhu created a mist around her by his mystic power. He created a complete cloud, completely cloudy situation. That means you can't see anything what's happening in the boat. Totally covered from all sides, from up, down, sides, everything. And he impregnated her with a son. And that was Vyasadeva. Now you say, kya hota hai? Aisa kaise hota hai? How this is possible? It was the divine will of the Lord that the Lord wanted to incarnate with all his knowledge in one person. You get my point? Lord has many faculties. Lord has beauty. Lord has strength. Lord has knowledge. Lord has renunciation. Lord has wisdom. These are all very faculties, you know. And everything he has unlimited. He has unlimited wisdom, unlimited strength, unlimited beauty, unlimited renunciation, unlimited wealth also he had. So, Lord wanted to incarnate with full of his knowledge in one personality. And the reason was that time was coming in which people will forget what they will hear. Now what is happening? Do you remember everything what you hear? You forget many things. I told you 4 p.m. on 31st July you have to meet me. Arre, I thought 30th July, today only I came. No, it is tomorrow, not today. Your interview is tomorrow, not today. So whatever you heard, unless you write down, you will not remember. If you have to come for a nursing interview in some other hospital, if you have to go for a very bigger post than what you are, you cannot say, sir, you called me 11 o'clock. No, no. No, interview is 4 p.m. tomorrow, not today 11 o'clock. So if something important is there, you want to remember, what you will do? You will write down. So that was known to the Lord, definitely. Okay, times are coming where people now will not remember what they will hear. In the previous ages, people will hear and remember everything what they have heard. So what they were called? Shruti Dhar. Shruti means what you hear. Shruti. We give the name to girls, na? Shruti. What is the meaning of Shruti? Is what you hear.
Sumedha.
Sumedha is intelligence. Sumedha is intelligence. One who is intelligent. Shruti is what you hear. So Sushruta. That means what? One who hears attentively. His name is Sushruta. So previously everybody was Shrutidhar. That means whatever they will hear, they will hold. And they will not forget. There are no notebooks, no scriptures. Everything was transferred through oral reception. Whatever you hear, knowledge was transferred. Medical knowledge, household knowledge, spiritual knowledge, sadhus, guru, disciple. Everything was told by guru only by oral transmission. He will speak, the disciple will remember, and then he will become guru, they'll give their disciples. No need of writing. But times were coming that people will no more remember in Kali Yuga, forthcoming Kali Yuga, whatever they will hear. So which means, if you forget to make kobi ka sabji today and you make aloo ka sabji today, that's a small forgetfulness. It's all right. It's pardonable. I mean, you cannot be killed for that. Okay? Why you made kobi ka sabji? I wanted to make, today is the day for aloo ka sabji. It's a small thing. But scriptural knowledge, you can't afford to forget. So Lord thought, I'll incarnate with my knowledge in some person and I will write all the scriptures. So with that order of the Lord, Parashar Muni was that sadhu who came and impregnated Satyavati. And Satyavati gave birth to Vyas, called Veda Vyas. And that is the personality who was born today on Ashad Purnima. And he wrote all the scriptures. Narad Muni was his guru. Narad Muni took Diksha from Narad Muni. And Narad Muni instructed him that your birth is for writing whatever is spiritual knowledge, you have to write down. So he wrote Puranas, he wrote Upanishads, he wrote Vedas, he wrote everything. All things he wrote down. Except Ramayana was written by Valmiki. Everything else he wrote. And there's a story behind it. That he was writing everything as per the order of his Guru Maharaj. And he wrote, I think, according to him, everything. And the project is over. But still he felt very unhappy. Generally, suppose the project is over, NABH is over, for example. Will you be happy? Will you be satisfied? Okay, bhai, ek kaam ho gaya. Bete ki shaadi ho gayi, to bhai, you feel satisfied. Ki bhai, mehnat kiya, lekin ek achha kaam, zimmedari puri ho gayi. नया बिल्डिंग का अभी काम शुरू हो जाएगा ना तो बोले कि एक अच्छा काम हो गया. अभी इतना दिन से एफएसआई के लिए मेहनत कर रहे हैं, अभी बहुत मेहनत किया, कितने साल से वो रखड़ा था, अभी एफएसआई हो गया, अभी ग्राउंड ब्रेकिंग होने वाला है, अभी चालू हो जाएगा वो, एक मैटर इज ओवर. फील सो हैप्पी ना. इवन आफ्टर राइटिंग एवरीथिंग व्हाट ही वॉन्टेड टू राइट, ही फेल्ट एवरीथिंग आई रोट, ही वॉज वेरी अनहैप्पी. एंड ही वॉज अ वेरी स्पिरिचुअल मैन, इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड, ऑफ नॉलेज. So he understood ki there is somewhere some mistake I have done in fulfilling my mission of writing the scriptures. That is his spiritual understanding. A man who is unhappy and also who is spiritual, he will always feel ki somewhere in my service I have done blunder. In my seva I have defaulted. He will not feel that, oh, you are not complete, you did mistake, you see I am unhappy now because you were not operating well, you did not do your job well. You came late and you didn't give me whatever you were supposed to give me. Like that you will blame. But a spiritual person will think, in my service there is some fault. So he went to the bank of Saraswati River in Himalayas and he sat down there meditating, ki what can be the mistake which I did. And there has to be a mistake, otherwise I cannot be unhappy. So there came Narad Muni from skies and asked him, what happened? Why are you lamenting? You are a great Pandit. You are a great knowledge incarnate. How can you be happy? Unhappy. So he said, I wrote everything as per your order, but I am not feeling happy. Then after light discussion, some joking discussion, Narad Muni became very serious. And he said, whatever you have written is very good. But unless you write the glories of the Supreme Lord, your writing is incomplete. You may have written everything as a word of God, whatever God has to tell you, or everybody else to tell. You have written everything down. You have all the Vedas, all sciences, everything you wrote down, including Ayurveda, everything you wrote down. But all the scriptures are incomplete unless they are aided with glorification of the Supreme Lord. Unless you praise the Lord enough in your writings, your scripture is incomplete. That time, by the mercy of Narad Muni, Vyasadeva understood, yes, I wrote all the philosophy, all the knowledge, but I never wrote any glories of the Lord and his devotees. So he went back to his cave and he wrote the last scripture. What is that scripture? Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that scripture, he glorified so many devotees of the Lord, like Prahlad, like Dhruva, like Kunti, Bhishmadev, Parikshit. Just name them. So many of them are there. Their charitra he described, their whole life story. And then he described Sri Krishna's life story completely. 89 adhyayas. The longest skanda of Bhagavatam is 10th canto, 10th skanda. Longest number of chapters and longest number of each chapter. The biggest one, the heart of the Bhagavatam, is the glories of Sri Krishna charitra. And then when he wrote that, he felt completely satisfied. So that Vyas Muni took birth today. No, he took birth today. Today is birth, birthday. No, I think he was married. He gave birth to Shukdev also. He was a grahastha. He was not a sannyasi. No, she is asking marriage about Vyasadeva. He was a grahastha. Bhattika, acha. Yeah. So mother of Shukdev. Shukdev who spoke Bhagavatam to Parikshit. Exactly. So that kind of birth, when it is happening by the divine will of the Lord, doesn't disturb your virginity. Like Mother Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. Did she? She was not disturbed with virginity. Virginity was intact. That's why we glorify her as the Virgin Mother. Like Kunti Devi gave birth to Karna. What Suryadev told her? She said, Garire, I chanted the mantra by mistake. I wanted to test the mantra, but I just called you. I don't want to call you. I'm sorry, you go back. He said, No, you have chanted the mantra. That means I have come, I have to obey the order of the mantra that you chanted. I am the servant of the mantra that you chanted. I am supposed to give you a son. Because you chanted the mantra, as the power of the mantra, I have to give you a son. But she said, I'm not married. How can I just have a son without marriage? He said, no, you will not become contaminated or you will not lose your virginity. Your son will be born through your ears and you will remain a Kumarika. And that too, you will not have to become pregnant for 9 months and 10 months or whatever number of months. Instantly, son will be there in your hands. So instantly from her ears, by his blessing, son was born through her ears, that is Karna. And to save her fame or bad name, she put him in waters and made him float away. But she was Kumarika only. Second example is Mother Mary. And Satyavati also remained Kumarika only. He was instantly born. He was not born out of... She remained at home, 9 months pregnancy, a normal delivery took place and she was nursed for 40 days. It's a divine birth. It's not something like you and me take birth or we give birth to people. This is all mundane way. But divine births are not like that. Today I was at birth. We have seen Mahabharata in the way they showed, you know, very beautifully they showed. And many people question, ki aisa kaise? How it is like this? With mundane intelligence, you can't understand divine things. If you have mundane understanding of situations, if you have lack of faith, for example, then you can understand everything in life. If you don't have faith in the Lord, then you can understand many things. Isaac you. You don't require God for this. It happens on his own, automatically. Yes, I have. Also, today is the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami. who is one of the leading guru in our history, not now, 500 years back, the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So they both were the greatest of leaders, spiritual leaders, in those days. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, there was one batch of devotees. When they all disappeared, the second batch of devotees took over the mission. So they were the leaders of the second batch, Rupa and Sanatan. And Sanatan Goswami, in short, as the time is very short, he was a great leader in the spiritual path. And his specialty was, he was very close to the Brijvasis, the residents of Vrindavan Dham. Very, very close. He was loved by one and all in the whole of Vrindavan. And today's day, he would every year, on today's day of Vyasa's birth, he would take everybody on pilgrimage. Every year on this day, on the birthday of Vyasadev, he would take everybody on a pilgrimage. Specifically on Govardhan Parikrama. He would take. So on this particular day, they all came to go with him for Parikrama. And they found him that he was sitting on a asana, like sitting asana, he was sitting straight and he looked like he was in meditation. So everyone was waiting outside, ki Swamiji is in meditation, so we'll wait till he comes out of meditation. At the bank of Manasi Ganga, in the middle of Govardhan, he had a small kuti where he stayed. So long time passed and Swamiji was in sitting position only, with closed eyes. So one of the, maybe kind of a leader, maybe senior person, he went inside and he wanted to touch him and shake him. As soon as he touched him, he fell down. And that time they came to know that he already passed away in the sitting meditating posture. So a very wave of despair spread everywhere. It was like so upset, people were so sad, they were crying. So what they did, they carried his dead body around Govardhan Parikrama. Everybody did Parikrama that year, but with the dead body of the Swamiji. And then they brought him to Vrindavan from Govardhan and then placed him in Samadhi in Vrindavan, where his temple was existing. Radha Madan Mohan Temple. How many of you have gone there? I have taken many of you in Yatra. Vrindavan, I came. Madan Mohan Temple is a little bit hillock, red color temple. There his body is laid down in Samadhi, buried over there. That all happened today. And because he was a great guru of all Brijvasis, so it was very much significant that he also passed on Guru Purnima Day. So on this day we remember Vyasadeva also and remember him also. One of the very, very family man of all Brijvasis. Very much concerned. He would ask them, did your daughter get married? How was the crops this year? How are you doing financially at home? Although he was supposed to be a sannyasi, but he would be very much deeply involved in the family matters of Brijvasis. And they would really love him like anything. Also, today's day is supposed to be a day to express your gratitude to all your gurus. Whoever has taught you, maybe education, maybe dancing, or maybe singing, or maybe Sanskrit, or maybe cooking, or maybe anything that you have learned in life, your college teachers, your school teachers, or whoever, we take time out and express our thank you to them. Whoever has taught us good things in life. Today is a day of expressing gratitude to all our gurus. They may not be spiritual gurus, maybe dancing gurus or whatever. Today there are all those who dance or who sing or who play guitar, who play violin or instruments or any Odissi dance or Kathakali, Bharatanatyam, whatever Vidya you learn. Today is a day that they go to their teacher's house and they take blessings, they bow down and they sing praises and prayers and they glorify, they give dakshina, food or money or ornaments or whatever. In our tradition, we have tradition that we celebrate our guru's birthday on the birthday only. But in most of the traditions in India, they don't celebrate guru's birthday. They celebrate guru's birthday today only. on the day of birthday of the greatest guru, that is Vyasadeva. On his birthday only they will treat their guru and give them dakshina, express their gratitude. What do we call a guru dakshina? They give on this day. So you should find out all your gurus, call them on the phone at least and say thank you. That is teacher's day. That is different. That is Western. That is Western culture. They have rose day, and they have liquor day, and they have founders. There is a teacher. Usko bhi story hai piche, why that day become. It is the birthday of some famous teacher. So, Radhakrishnan. Dr. Radhakrishnan was one of the greatest teachers. Our former president of India. So, that day declared as a birthday. Now, Dr. Abdul Kalam's birthday, they declared as some day, I think.
Student day.
So it's an honor, basically it's an honor. But Vyasa Purnima is different. It is all the spiritual masters are supposed to be. No, whenever our education gets completed, suppose you have a course. Suppose you have a course. This dance course is 10 years, suppose. Or this singing course is 5 years. Or this particular course is 7 years. When you complete that course, you go and give dakshina to your guru. Apart from the fees that you have paid, separately you go and you honor your guru by a special donation. That is called guru dakshina. That is the custom, that you express your gratitude. No. Which day after Diwali? No, not Diwali. That is called Arangetram. Arangetram is a situation where you perform the final performance. No, Arangetram is one thing in dance, that when you graduate and you complete, then you express, you arrange a function, you call your guru and you perform and you give gift to your guru. This is called Guru Dakshina.